Welcome to Talking WoW, the podcast where we talk about World of Warcraft, believe it or not. My name is Tom, and today we are going to be talking a bit more about Plunderstorm, the battle royale in World of Warcraft. And to join me on this trip of a lifetime to sail the seas, it is my co-host, Marty.
Hello, hello, hello. I am here and I'm ready to talk about the future of Plunderstorm, right? Because this is totally going to stick around.
Well, maybe, yeah. I mean, it's funny, isn't it? Something just comes out and we're already looking to the future. We're already nitpicking. We're pulling it apart. We're saying what could be better, what needs to be done. And I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing, is it? Like taking a look at something and suggesting things that could come in the future or things we might want to see done better. We've already seen, haven't we, with the like initial rollout of this, the developers seem to be really on it with like tuning abilities and making adjustments to the renowned gain. And I think that's cool, like making these changes quite quickly, because you know, you don't want to be sitting there for weeks on something. And they have, I think, acted upon feedback quite quickly so far with regards to, you know, small tweaks. So, yeah, that's a positive for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, you can definitely also see that there are a few certain things where you can see that this game mode is built inside, you know, another game. You know, it's inside World of Warcraft. There are some things where you can see that it's probably not completely done, but they just wanted or needed to get it out there to us. So there are definitely, you know, things here and there where you get the sense that, all right, if they had cooked you know, this dish just a month longer, then there would be a few things here and there that would probably work better. But it is here now, and it is fun. I'll admit it. It is fun to play, and but yeah, there definitely are things that could need some tweakings here and there.
Yeah, and it's always the way, isn't it? Because this was obviously only tested in-house. We didn't have that public test realm, so they didn't get any initial feedback before the launch of this. But I don't know, there's something fun about that, isn't it? Just all experiencing this together and like collectively. I think in some ways, when the whole player base is in something like this, collectively you can maybe gauge the things that are, you know, the red flag of like, oh, look, a lot of people are saying this and this initially, so those are probably the priority things to change. And yeah, so far so good in that regard. But yeah, we thought we would sit down today and talk maybe a little bit about things we would want to see in the future, because like you say, Marty, I think this mode is sticking around. That they haven't been working on this for however long they've been working on it, keeping it a secret just for it to stick around for 6 weeks and never to return.
Yeah, 100%. If I can start with some quick, just small things, it's some of the things are stuff that they already have, you know, looked into, and but some of this just sort of like a continuation of that. And one thing that is currently, it's a very small thing, but something that I feel like needs to be fixed, and that is how or where you can set your keybinds, because right now keybinds are set while you are in, you know, waiting with the players, and all of a sudden that countdown is starting and you're very stressed out because your keybinds aren't ready yet and stuff like that, because you cannot do it on the main screen. And I really feel like that is something that needs fixing. And you can also see that the keybinds also have all the tabs that you usually use inside World of Warcraft. There's a lot of, you know, stuff you don't need in this game mode. So just clean all that up being able to see that on the main screen and fix it there is probably something very much needed. And also, just to be able to see a renown, you can only do that while you're in the game. You cannot see that anywhere else. So, you know, small things that just, again, suggest to me that this is very much, you know, something that is not completely developed and done yet, but they wanted to get it out there to get it into our hands. So this, the developer knows, is smelling quick fixes.
Yeah, you mentioned keybinding, and, you know, some people will say going into Plunderstorm, it's so stressful, you know, with all the other players and, you know, trying to play this mode. I would say, Marty, just what you have described is the most stressful thing about Plunderstorm is the fact that you log in there, you're like, actually, I want to try this controller support for this, and I've got to do all my keybinds in 30 seconds or something like that. That is just, no, that is just, that is the stress. That is the stress right here. about that mode. But yeah, just small little things like that, being able to see your renown as well. I wonder even if you'd be able to see it like on your main character. I have a feeling like there's probably a script you could probably paste into chat to bring up that menu, because I've been back playing Shadowlands stuff, and the way that works now is, you know, the way you had your different covenants, and you used to have a button at your minimap that you would click on, like the Dragonflight Renown that opens up. Well, that's gone now, and I actually have a script that I made a macro for to click it to open up that Renown window. So maybe that's already in there. It's just, you know, hidden away, but who knows? But like you say, it would be good to see. It's good to see your progress, not just when you're in game or when you're dead. You know, just sometimes you want to take a look at that. So moving along the production line here, I guess ramping up from small tweaks a little bit, Marty. Something I would like to see, and this is because not only do I enjoy playing Plunderstorm so far, I enjoy watching it. I enjoy spectating people playing the game. And yes, I can go on Twitch to do that, or maybe I'm lucky enough to be in a Discord with some people that are streaming their game. But it would be cool, right, to see someone of your friends online playing and you'd be able to just spectate them and watch them, you know, play their match. You know, like in Hearthstone, for example, the other Blizzard game, you can click spectate, you can watch your friends. Sometimes you even get a quest to watch a friend do something in a game, usually win, and you get a reward for that. Hey, getting rewards for doing nothing, that ain't bad. But that's something I would like to see, just being able to, you know, obviously an optional thing, but being able to spectate people, I think, would be pretty cool.
That sounds really cool, actually. I think that could be fun, and it also something that could open up, you know, other things like community tournaments and stuff like that, perhaps. So yeah, I think a spectating option would be really cool. It has a lot of usage.
I like that as well. Just you just mentioned it, but like custom lobbies, I suppose, for hosting your own Battle Royale events. And I know, like, obviously we here are part of the Dungeon Dojo community, which runs a lot of fun events. I could just imagine if those tools were available, like, we would be all over that, making some fun events within our own community. And I feel like there's obviously a lot of talk about, are you going to play this after Renown 40? Are you going to play it at all? Maybe you don't enjoy it, but I don't know. I think if you enjoy it enough that you may even decide to like play it more beyond just getting rewards, because some people do that, Marty, believe it or not. Some people are not always completely motivated by rewards. So I think, yeah, obviously I feel like that's something that would be very much in the future if this mode is going to be sticking around. But I think, you know, so far it feels like that isn't going away, right? Because it feels like initial reaction has been huge, like in ways of positive feedback and negative feedback. But it's definitely brought a lot of attention to the game, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think it's very difficult to gauge right now, because I think it's like either people love it or people are really I wouldn't say hate, but you know, that's a strong feeling, but I think either you really, really enjoy it or you don't enjoy it. And I don't think there's anyone like in between in this case. So at least not quite yet. But I have spoken to people in both camps. Someone who's like, yeah, this is not for me. I won't probably engage too much with it. Obviously, it's sad for those people, because this patch then brought them pretty much nothing. But I have, you know, encountered people who are like, hey, I love this. I can totally see myself play this even when I'm at Renown 40 and I've got all the rewards, just because it's fun and it's, you know, it's quick games. And did I mention it's fun? Yeah.
So that might lead into this question for you, Marty. Right now, as of recording, this is being billed as a limited time event. What would you say if they came out after the event and said, look, this was such a success, it's staying?
I think that would be cool, but I do think I have some reservations, and that is that there should be a distinction between, you know, your main account and this. I would probably even say, does this even need to be inside World of Warcraft? I'm not sure. I think it could be a standalone thing. I think the only, you know, issue or thing that's just weird to me, I think, is that, you know, there's no real, like, progression of your main character besides, you know, transmogs. Obviously, that can also be seen as progression, but there's no power progression, like, no real power progression. So I think either they need to find, like, some way to bridge that weird gap, maybe, I don't know, but I think that needs to be addressed.
Or detach it completely.
Or completely detach it, yeah, maybe.
We were streaming this the other day, and you made a really, really good point, which actually inspired this entire episode, Marty. So, you know, good job there for that. But obviously right now, Plunderstorm takes place in Arathi Highlands, and it's taking all my power not to say Arathi Basin, because that's what you think of when you think of PvP in that area. But you said something that stuck with me, and it was the fact that we're doing PvP here, but this map wasn't built for Plunderstorm. This map was, it essentially, it was built for PvP, which, and I think that's probably why they set it here, because they revamped this zone in Battle for Azeroth for Warfronts. And Warfronts is a totally different conversation right there. So you could say they had laid foundations for a PvP zone here. But essentially, Arathi Highlands hasn't changed too much, really, has it, in its, you know, in its structure. It's still fairly much like how it was in Classic. It's just, you know, there's a few additional structures and it looks a hell of a lot better. But the point that you made was, this wasn't built for Plunderstorm, but it works, right?
I think my thought process at that point was also like, do I want them to make completely new maps for this? Because I think if you tailored a map 100% to be like, this is for Plunderstorm, it would probably look a little bit different than what we have right now. But there's also just something very cool about this being a recognizable map, you know? So I was sort of thinking, hey, what do I want the most? And I have to admit, I'm really unsure, because imagine if we could do like South Shore versus what's it called again? The
Tower Mill,
you know, I could totally see that being like a cool map as well for Plunderstorm. Maybe if you just, that's the farm areas and stuff as well. And maybe if you added, you know, more small things around the map, so there's something more to do. I think that could be very
plenty of spiders.
Yeah, exactly. That could be a very cool map as well to do something on. So yes, I'm a little bit, you know, conflicted, because on one hand, I'm like, it could be very cool to revisit these old maps and zones that we have, you know, loved and enjoyed for such a long time. But there's also something compelling. Be like, how would this look like if this is like tailored for the game mode?
Yeah, because again, another great point by Marty. I can't believe I'm saying this so many times on one episode. But obviously, Plunderstorm being a new mode, there was that unfamiliarity with all these new abilities that we have to learn. But the constant there was, yeah, Arathi Highlands, you know it. You know essentially how it's laid out. You know where things are. So I think that familiarity actually helped with the launch of this, because you didn't feel like you were totally lost in a totally new zone and not a clue really where things were. Everyone, I think, has been going in there and being like, well, you know, I know where Stormguard is. I know where Hammerfell is. And it is cool just to be running around this zone, because you wouldn't do that anymore. Unless you were perhaps leveling and you were in that zone, but you wouldn't be doing this anymore. Usually you're flying over the zone. There's no real reason to go back to those zones. Maybe you're doing a Warfront or something like that, but still, you're not really going to be spending that much time. And it feels different, doesn't it, when you're like boots on the ground and like exploring this zone, and it feels really good. And your point about, you know, could they build totally new maps for this? Of course they could. That maybe are a bit more balanced, but I actually think, yeah, I'm more leaning towards like I'd rather just see it in existing areas, because it feels more natural. And a point I made to you off air about this was as well was you know, we've had those dragon races, and, you know, initially they were in the Dragon Isles, built for that, and they've brought them back into the older world, and that's also worked. And I think there's something quite special and quite talented about making these new mechanics work in the older world. So do you want to hear my idea for a existing map turned into, or an existing zone turned into a Plunderstorm map?
I mean, fine. It's all right. You can have, you know, at least one idea on this show as well. So, and I might say that it's a good idea if you're lucky. So yeah, come on. Let us know. Tell us.
Coming soon, we will venture once again through the dark portal, and we will go to a zone called Hellfire Peninsula to plunder it of all its riches. Many strategic points to encounter there, but this map has something that we should all fear, something that we should always be looking over our shoulder for. No, Pieces of Hate didn't make it. Say hello to the Fell Reaver. And imagine just doing this mode and having the patrolling Fell Reaver or Fell Reavers as that extra element of something to look out for. That noise, Marty, that noise, you're hearing it right now. You can hear it right now. It's just in your head. You're looking behind your shoulder. I can see it. You're like, there's a Fell Reaver around here. I think, like, just imagine the fact of being able to use, you know, assets like that as well. I mean, it doesn't even have to be in Hellfire Peninsula. Imagine they were just like, hey, we've just replaced Pieces of Hate this week, and we put Fell Reaver in instead.
Actually, it's funny you should mention Hellfire Peninsula, because while you were talking earlier, I was actually thinking about other zones that could be fun, and my brain did pick a few ones. I ended on South Shore versus Turn Mill, but Hellfire Peninsula was actually at the forefront of my mind as well. That could be a fun one as well. It I think that could be reused and refurbished for this game mode.
Yeah, it's a fun time when something comes out and you can start speculating about where it might go. And obviously, we don't know where it's going to go. It is still early days. This is still billed as a limited time event. Will it make its way into the game permanently or be a standalone? Honestly, to make a prediction, I think it will. It's something you could potentially see as a standalone on maybe Game Pass or something as well. You know, that's something else that people have been predicting. And I could certainly see that maybe as opposed to World of Warcraft itself. But the controller support has been working fairly well there as far as I'm aware. I haven't tried it out myself, Marty. I've still been sticking to the mouse and keyboard. I can't seem to pull myself away from that.
No, I mean, I have tried it very briefly, but I got away from it again because setting up keybinds just took too long compared to how much time I actually had to it. But one thing I think that where I would prefer the mouse is by looking around, scouting and stuff like that, because that can, you know, turning around with a stick on the joypad does take a little bit longer than that with a mouse. So I think I will be sticking with my mouse and keyboard as well, but... We know that our good friend Sean from Recruiter Friend, he actually does play it with controllers, so it is 100% doable.
Yeah, it's always great for more accessibility and how you play your games. And I think Plunderstorm has, you know, really been a bit of breath of fresh air with that as well. And you've got the ping system as well, which has made it into there. And I know we're sort of on a bit of a prediction episode, but I think, you know, tipping our cap to reusing assets in this mode, you know, just putting them all together like some sort of amazing Frankenstein, and now we're sitting here with Plunderstorm and, you know, looking to the future of what that might be. But what about you, dear listener out there? You've probably got loads of ideas how to make Plunderstorm better, or maybe you would just rather delete it from existence. You can let us know in the places that you can do that. We're on YouTube. You could leave us a comment and we will read it and see what we think. Or you can find us on social media at Talking WoW. Why not leave us a little message there? Bit of feedback about the episode. We would be very appreciative of that. I've been Tom.
I've been Marty.
And we've been Talking WoW.
Thanks for tuning in, champion. Did you enjoy this episode of Talking WoW? If so, why not drop a review on your podcast catcher of choice or leave us a comment. You can find Talking WoW on Twitter or YouTube over at Talking WoW. Hope to see you again soon!